Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, here it is, folks. Friday. Woohoo! I kind of like the sound of that. For me, Friday's always been my favorite day. Even though you have to work for, you know, a piece of it, it still is so satisfying. What do you think, Jim? Do you got a favorite day?
It's a tough call.
I bet you'd say...
It depends because there's different reasons to have.
Well, then, I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, if you have to pick one, you're going to pick Friday if you have a Monday through Friday job. That's a given, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, then. I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour at least. Now, people often wonder, why are you called that? Well, I'll give you a little nutshell explanation. Back in the mid-90s, I would just go on AOL. I think it was referred to back then as America Online.
Wow, that's what it stands for. Really.
And I would just open up when they have the chat rooms, and just open one and start giving readings to people. And it really caused quite a sensation. And before long, I was actually scouted by AOL. And they asked me, they said, how would you like to become the psychic love doctor for AOL? I said, would I? Sure I would, especially with a nice paycheck attached, right? So I did that for, oh, geez, that ran into like 2006. And I was actually, if any of you are old enough to remember, there was a section on AOL. It was one of the top 10 areas. It was called Astronet. Well, that's where I was positioned. And then I decided to take a break because I had been working on a book about this method and about the history of it. And I took a break at going on the 2007 mark. Excuse me. And from there, I still kept the name. Everybody identified with it that were, say, long-term clients. So it wasn't trademarked by AOL, so I kept it. And that's brought us to where we are today. My book is published, and I want to put it in here now while I'm thinking of it and won't forget it. The book is called, excuse me, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards by Deborah Lee. You can find it at most online booksellers. And I happened to notice it was on sale on Amazon this week. So food for thought. If you're interested, you can learn from the book how to actually give readings using this method. With that said, I want to welcome our Facebookers. Excuse me. I have seasonal allergies that right now could choke a horse. Facebookers on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, glad to have you with us. Any of you out there that might want to join them, please go to that Facebook page and you'll see us in action as we are live streaming. Blog Talkers, oh yes, we adore you as well. You'll be offered the chance to call into the show and get your cards read. Ooh. So I want to stress here, we're only using ordinary playing cards. This is not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other, what I'm sure are fabulous systems out there. Frankly, I haven't studied any of them. I wanted to keep personal prophecy as unaffected by other, you know, you read something, you might end up slipping it in to something you're writing as a philosophy. So I just want to make that clear also that when we conduct your reading, I will be using a 24-card layout as opposed to just drawing a few random cards. I personally prefer to do it that way, and it's also the method that I will use in a one-on-one session with any of you, should we advance to that point. Now I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Jimbo Baggett, the one and the only.
All right. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. Also, we would like to let folks know if you're a caller, international caller, or international viewer on Facebook Live, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out. And I believe I saw Mike in here already from the UK.
Well, Mike.
As Mike.
Mike.
As Mike, though.
As Mike.
Yeah, rare appearance. Wow. A rare appearance as instead.
Yeah.
You know, that happens sometimes. Let's see here.
Glad to have you.
Yes. This is primarily a call-in show. And therefore, and we have people on hold, so they'll they know what we're talking about. The number to call in is 515-602-9676. When you call in, you will be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, all systems are good. All right, you're in a queue. We see you. I'll keep you on a little side list of my own so I know who was first and who was new to get on hold. When we do take your call, please do the following things really quick. Try to your damnedest to do these following things the best you can.
Yes.
Legally and safely, of course. Law doesn't allow it or safety is compromised. You cannot do that. When we take you out, get off that speakerphone, kill the Bluetooth, shut down all the background sounds you ever have, because when you're on hold, you know, you got to do something to keep going nuts. Even though I know listening to our show is lovely, but sometimes it's still really, that might not be your cup of tea. When you're all excited about your reading and stuff, you'd be like, I don't want to listen to somebody else, I don't want to talk, right? You know what it's like.
But
like,
you're missing out.
I'm just saying that's possible. A lot of people just stay and listen to the whole show even after we
I love that, because we don't use stock files. We don't give canned advice. Every reading is a snowflake, really, right?
Yes. So, and also, we're talking about background sounds. Stop multitasking. Perfect scenario is you're in your home, you know, the quietest place to sit down, relax, and it has great cell phone reception, and then we can have a good call, because get a little noisiness there and background sounds and problems that can come out rough on our end, and it happens.
Yeah.
It does happen. It makes the call a little tough, slows everything down, and the quality of your reading is not as good. So please try to do the things like that if you can do them. For those that cannot call in, which is typically our international folks, or Skype, and you can Skype that number too, by the way, if you didn't know that. If you can't call in for whatever reason, typically international, but you don't have to be. We do offer occasionally during the show. We'll open up the floor once or twice for the Facebook Messenger folks. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and that's who you would messenger. And you would only do that when we actually say to do it. Because it will just ring right up. It won't go on hold anywhere, and we'll have to hang up on you. That's just the way it is. All right? Okay. Also, tonight.
Yeehaw!
It's Friday. Yeah. Friday is Rebel Card readings. So when you hear the yeehaw, it's time for your Rebel Card, and your reading with Deborah is done. I know sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a wall when I say that. Because when I play these songs, they keep asking questions.
Well, and I keep answering.
And you keep answering and feeding the fire with fuel.
Well, sometimes we might be just a little bit premature in our explanation of the reading in front of me.
Okay. It's a free reading show. If you really want a freaking cradle-to-grave reading on a subject and you want no interruptions by me with little sound devices, go to psychiclove.com. PsychicLoveDoctor.com.
Yeah, don't forget the dot.
And if I have to say that, though, it's kind of sad nowadays. Everybody should know that. And then arrange a private reading, and then it's you and her, and many questions, many layouts, as many whatever as you want. But we gotta put a stopper. We got calls are stacking up fast right now. And when the time comes, we gotta move on. Let's keep on.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd love to stay with each and every one of you for an hour, but my taskmaster here will not allow that.
Well, and it would be great for people to be on hold forever and never get a reading, because that's not fair.
No.
So, on that note, on that very, very note, we're going to take our first caller, area code 423, Tennessee, 423.
Hi, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. And your first name is?
It's Damien. Sorry, I've not called in a while. I've just been a little busy.
Oh, hey. Honey, it's okay. We forgive you.
Life happens.
So, what's happening in your corner of the world?
Not a whole lot. So, had a good Thanksgiving yesterday. Got to spend time with family. So, after I got done spending time with family, I went ahead and I drove past my dad's house just out of sheer curiosity, just to see if anything has happened since all that nonsense went down back in August. So, the way it's appearing, I'm not so sure if the house actually got sold or someone bought it, because, yeah, there looks like there's been some external renovations, but no one's living there, and there's still a sign in the window that has been there for quite some time, long before it got sold. So I guess for tonight's reading is just to see where things are at, since we haven't had a reading done on it in, I'd say, probably, what, 1 or 2 months?
It's been a couple months, probably.
Yeah, so we can take a look. You want to know what the activity or not activity?
What's going on? Yeah. What is the status of that house?
I can do that.
You know, because like he said, it doesn't look like anything has happened at all. And that would be odd.
Well, there's been like some external renovations. Like they're doing some work on it, but like no one's living there, but nothing really is indicating that it's been sold. Because I've also tried to look through the records to see who's bought it. I can't find anything. So I'm not so sure if it even really was sold in the first place.
The other thing we have both wondered on and off about this.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it never pursued that you claim you never received the payment and they insist that they made it? I mean, how we just can't figure out how that came to pass.
Well, I mean, I sent all that stuff to Mr. Macon, but I don't know what he did with it, considering I never heard anything back. So I don't know if it just that really didn't mean anything or if he's still pursuing it. Or what? I haven't really heard anything from him, so I guess I'm still kind of in the dark about what's going on.
Maybe it wouldn't hurt to make a catch-up call to him or text or, a message. It just doesn't seem right that they didn't have to produce evidence and the bank didn't have to present evidence of such a transaction. It doesn't seem right. So it's just something to chew on a little bit, I guess.
All right, what do you see, my dear? What do you see?
Yeah, there's something going on there. And I feel it likely has been sold to a guy. There's a guy here, and he is got the potential, very strong potential, that he's making the renovations. Okay.
Okay.
But I don't know. I really got involved in your story, and it still eats at me a lot of times when I think about it because, wow, justice seems like such a crapshoot. You know what I mean? And it just does not seem fair. Let's see what else you got here. Well, your cards are saying it would not hurt to look into why that ball was dropped. Because if they insist they paid you, they have to come up with the proof.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. It's been such a back and forth quagmire of different facts here that it's
God,
just,
it is.
And how it all just went to shit.
I got to tell you, though, your cards look pretty good considering all you've been through. All right. And I think that you have a lot of resiliency in you, which often is a male trait more than it is a female one. Females, we take everything to heart. You know, we can't leave something alone. But men want times to sort of take their licks and move on smartly. So all in all, looks good, Card. It looks like you are truly trying to close the door on the past and all the past and all of that hot mess. And you know what? Things are going to turn for you. And I really believe that within this next year, Damien, you're going to be happy. There will be happiness. And who knows? Maybe it'll be because they have to put that hot little check into your hot little hand, which I would be very
right.
happy to receive.
So,
yeah.
like, so someone's bought it, but did everything go through as in, like, they own it outright, or is there still some things pop up that, like, not everything is 100% said and done yet?
All I just see is that there's paperwork being worked on, and he's made a commitment to the house.
Maybe they did a sales agreement, but
yeah.
they haven't dotted the
I's
and crossed the T's on the actual contract yet.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you got to do that agreement thing a lot of times. So.
All right, let Jim talk to you now.
Yeah!
Okay.
Real quick, as I sneeze, which is odd out of the blue, some good stuff is about to happen. Don't let your issues F it up.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good.
Oh, these are rebel cards, remember? There is no sugar-coated messages here. Most of them are actually bad, and I don't even use them. But
so, you know...
So something's coming, but maybe try not to worry yourself to death, or you might not even see it coming if you get too wrapped up and worry, like, which is easier said than done with all people trying to pay bills and all that stuff.
Oh,
you know,
true.
Kids being
right.
sick. You worry about jobs.
Okay, so basically still just take a step back and just let things unfold as they need to unfold, because there's still more to happen and it's going to be good when it's all said and done.
Really, I think that's a wonderful summary.
Something's going to
yeah.
be good. I can't necessarily say the house thing is going to be good.
But boy, I would want that money.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and I would want to have to cough it up.
Well, yeah.
All right, well, let's see what happens.
You're glad you're alive and doing well. That is a good thing.
Yeah, we're glad little Wyatt is on the mend.
Yeah.
So please take care.
Yeah, stay in touch.
It's time now to spend a lot of money we don't have, isn't it?
Oh, damn.
For Christmas.
Nah, I'm not going to spend money I don't have, but I am going to try to work as much as I can to ensure that we can at least have a pretty good Christmas this year.
Aww.
Since past few Christmases have not been all that great. So.
All right. Well,
good
that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, it's good to have a plan. That's a smart plan.
Well, take care, hon. Really.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a great one.
Yeah, you too. And call back.
Mm-hmm.
All righty then. Now we shall move along. We are going to area code.
I was just going to say, maybe this is a good time for a Friday night.
I just took somebody live.
Let's put him.
216 Ohio. Usually go to halfway point.
Okay. All right. We're going to have something for you.
216, you are live from Ohio. Welcome.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Who we got?
My name
Who's on the
Patricia.
Line?
Patricia.
Have we spoken with you before,
yes.
my dear?
Yes.
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 Okay. All right. Well, help us and tell us what's going on with your, you know, situation. And what one or two questions you have that you'd like an answer to.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Of course.
This has been referenced to my relocating to Las Cruces, New Mexico. I need to, regarding writing classified ads, I need to find out with these three, will I get the right responses from those homeowners to renting a room from, if I place an ad in Craigslist, the Las Cruces Sun News, Las Cruces Bulletin Papers.
Okay, well, let's take a look at that. All right, give me a moment here. Jim will chat with you.
All right, I was talking to the Facebook folks. I missed a little bit. What are we talking about, Deb?
Oh, relocating.
Okay, I heard that part. Okay.
To Mexico.
To Mexico.
And looking for, you said a room rather than an Airbnb. You're looking for just a room in someone's home?
Yes, to do that, say, for 90 days, possibly longer until, and I've been applying to, you know, apartments for myself, senior apartments, getting on the waiting list. To get that into place.
So I got a question. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious. Apartments in Mexico waiting. Is it similar to here? Waiting list issues, or is it worse?
Okay, repeat that again.
You said you're applying to apartments to getting on waiting list, and that's obviously in Mexico. Is it a worse scenario? Are the waiting lists like forever there?
It's New Mexico.
New Mexico.
That's a bit different ballgame. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It seems to be a challenge because, looking on my computer, I've called these places. All I get is voicemail, so I want to talk to a real person. Only one apartment complex, I've talked to a real person, completed the application and mailed it off a week ago. That's to get me on a waiting list.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to use my current address here in Cleveland because of the. So I had to use some creative. Divert them from So anyway, and so I'm obviously with the time that I really want to get out of here next month.
Okay.
But hopefully my dental work will be completed and that I'll have some other jobs, work from home, remote jobs, which I've been applying.
Sure.
So
it's amazing to me how hard it is to land a job when so many people don't want to work.
Yeah, it's a lot of factors, right? Like
working
from home is a different ballgame. Those jobs are different.
Let me ask you, is this just a move right out of the blue for you, or do you have a specific reason that you're going there?
No, this is, I know I'm being pulled to live in the Southwest. This started last year, and I thought it was going to be another state, and it didn't turn out that way. I thought it was Albuquerque, It's not Albuquerque because energy seems to be too messy. And so researched.
Are you nudging me?
Oh.
Well, here's what I'm getting for you. Intuitively, I'm seeing that you are exactly correct, that you are being led, all right, to a whole new way of life. And it looks like it's going to be really exciting for you. It's like turning the page in a book to a brand new chapter. And there's a male figure involved here. Are you currently with someone or are you single, widowed? I mean, can I ask your status?
I'm single.
Well, at the end of this journey, there is a very nice man waiting for you. That he's in the same situation where he doesn't know why, but he's being led to feel expectant about your arrival. He is definitely somebody that makes a wonderful partner. And I hasten to add, he makes quite a bit of money. So the lifestyle with him would be very secure and stable. And he's looking for somebody to share it with, which I think is very neat. So just be mindful that everything is higher priced these days. I'm surprised they don't have like a home finder service. We have it here where apartments pay to be listed with a little company that will help you get leads on where to apply, what places are available within your price range, something like that. But I really feel that the doors will start to open for you Maybe not by the middle of next month. So your expectation there might be a little high, but it will come to pass. It's really just a matter of time. Everything in your life is going to change. Friends, romantic interest. I mean, it's almost like a movie. I really like that. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So there's a beautiful new life, and I give you credit for, you know, having the courage, Jim, to pick up like that and go.
It is a big deal. I mean, yes. Most people will not do it. All right. We are going to move
to your Rebel card.
Rebel card reading, and I think you're doing it, but it says take a shot.
Then
it gets funny because that's what they're trying. Take 12, take one, or maybe take two. Move on.
But take a shot.
Move on. Yeah, take a shot. Move it. Move on.
So I don't think you'll have a regret in the world.
Sounds like she's doing what she's doing.
This. Sometimes it's all about timing, folks. Sometimes an event or what we want in terms of progress can't happen until its own way in time. So good luck to you, and I hope we hear from you again. Before the holidays to see how you're doing.
Okay.
And thank you for holding for a long time.
Yes, thank you.
And call back again.
We'd love that. We'll be here again tomorrow night.
Yeah, call back every show. You can call every single show we do if you want. We have
regulars like
that. Yeah, there's no issues with that. You will not overstay any welcomes here.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, darling.
Yep.
All right.
Good luck on your endeavor. All right.
It's always nice to get a confirmation that the direction, especially if it's a brand new direction, is the right one for you.
Word up on that dog. All right, let's take another caller, Deb. And then I think we'll be at our halfway point.
We're going to have our little halftime show.
Well, we're going outside the borders of this country. 306 going to Canada. 306.
You'll have to tell Mike how you...
I've already been talking to him.
Oh, have you?
No, yeah.
All right. So, hello there, and... what would be your name, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
It's Nancy. I've called before.
Nancy. Hello. How was your Thanksgiving? Hi. Welcome to the show.
Well, Canada's one is in October.
Oh, you're in Canada.
Yes, I said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So you've already had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they have. Theirs is a different time.
I'm sorry. Well, I hope it was a good one when you had it.
Ours is in October.
Yeah, not too far,
Oh, I can hear the Canadian dialect a little bit.
I believe that it was a Monday this time, wasn't it? And didn't they take that day off from the News for the Soul?
Yeah, they did.
In October, yeah. Anyway, all right, let's get to her.
All right, Nancy, tell us what's cooking on your end.
This is her time.
Well, the wheel's still not done. My son doesn't get to see the new baby or anything.
Oh, that's right. I'm remembering. That? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a month since he's seen her.
Yeah. So he's never seen
the
baby?
And the will's not done yet.
The will.
Yeah, from my parents.
Yeah. Oh, so you've got a few things there kind of hanging in the breeze. Have you seen any pictures of the baby?
Just on Facebook.
Does she look like your son?
Not to me.
No. Usually, grandma's can
take that up. He believes that she's his.
Well,
I don't.
If the baby's his, why isn't he active? Allow
because the mom, he asks to see her just about every weekend, and the mom doesn't want him to.
Oh, okay. So the plot thickens.
Yeah, it's hard to read what that means, though.
Well, she'd want the father of the baby to,
Yeah, not necessarily. We've seen how some women are out there. They're very, sometimes they just use, even they use own flesh and blood as little weapons and levers and tools.
The women seem to think it's about them and not the child.
Yep, and sometimes the guys do it too, and both parents get caught up in those little pissing contests, and who loses? The child.
The child. I remember, I believe the last time we did your card.
That sounds familiar.
That I felt there was another man in the picture.
Yeah, you said there was three, not two.
Oh, that's right.
Holy guacamole.
And a redhead.
Yeah. Which is not your son.
Well, we do have red in our family, so we do have, like, he does have red in his beard, but.
Yeah,
and sometimes.
But, yeah.
Things are different. Sometimes kids start out looking one way and end up another.
I think there's a guy already living there with her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what kind of game she's playing, but you snipped her out from the very start, Nancy. Do you remember? You were on to this girl. Well, she, and, you know, to get a paternity test is really expensive. But she's not taking money off of your son or anything, is she?
No. Although she's probably calling him a deadbeat dad because she's not getting money, but...
I'd be worried if I was him because she does go to court, she can backdate that.
Yeah, my
if it's
son
his.
Had it happened, right.
Well, yeah, well, if it, well, you know what, they'll default
immediately.
Whose name's on the birth certificate? I can't remember.
He signed it, but I phoned a lawyer, and they said it doesn't matter if it turns out not to be his.
Right. If it turns out not to be, but they will hold him liable for child support until that's proven otherwise if his name's on there.
Right. If he's,
yes.
Yeah.
But if she goes after it, there's a lot of ifs. What do you got, Deb?
I think she just would like your son to go away.
Which is bullshit.
And I really wish that your son would accept. It's very, very doubtful he's the father.
They probably just believe too
much.
Yeah,
well, she... Well, the baby, I don't know how I would describe her eyes. Bulging, bags under her eyes.
The baby?
Yeah.
Was it some kind of witch child?
Well, he won't give up this dream, this hope. And
people just can't let go of that, and you know.
And you
I think
there's going to come a day, though, he's going to look at this girl and see her for what she is, who she is.
I think he's starting to.
I hope so. I do, because there's somebody way better right here in the cards. I mean, this girl, the one that's coming, is branded to become your daughter-in-law, and this one is not it. I feel for you. Yeah.
How long do you think for the right one to
for
come
him?
Along? Yeah. Mm. Mine is probably years down the road.
Oh, no. Shouldn't be, you know, pessimistic. You know, they come along when the time is right.
Well, but he's not letting go.
Yeah, well, she said he's starting.
Starting, but I'm saying if he's not letting go fully, that right person could come and go.
Of the thought of being the baby's father, no, you not really. Of her, yes.
Well, he better save his dollars so that he can get the test done.
Well, that's very important.
And then he better make sure he's got a good job because she's going to want to come after him for child support.
If it is his.
If it is his,
then he's opened the door and it's going to...
Sorry.
They're going to go after back.
She is, though, right here and hoping that he would go away. She has no feelings for him. She has moved on. And this is something that is going to be her M.O. throughout her life. She's a user. Big user.
Yeah.
How did he realize that? You know, but, boy, what a situation. And the will. You're having trouble getting the will finished or worked on? Or
yeah, the judge has to decide because there's two wills now. And the judge has to decide what's valid.
Oh, boy.
And I'm hoping, like, the 2012 one is the one that's valid than the 2014 one. And when I get the inheritance, I'll be able to help my son with the court paying for the DNA test.
Not as expensive as it used to be 10 years ago.
Well, that's a fact.
It's more affordable. People like laugh when you say that, but it is way more affordable than it used to be.
You know, being... prepared. I think the holiday season coming up, you know, the big one with the Christmas and all that, is going to be a little bit tough for you guys. emotionally.
Probably won't be able to see his son, and then he probably still want to see the little baby girl too.
Well, right.
And he probably won't get to see either one.
You know, men don't have the right that they should have. That's for sure. Yeah.
No, and like, there's a lot of women that are complaining because the father of the child doesn't want to be in the child's life, and here's a guy that wants to be.
Yeah.
But they don't care.
Well, and thank God he didn't marry her. That's all I can say. Think of what a shrew she would be in your family.
She'd be a shrew that may not be tameable.
Right. Well, I think you're going to have a way brighter picture when January rolls around. It's a fresh start for all of us. Okay.
Yeah.
So try to be positive.
Yeah, I'm hoping the judge decides on the will and...
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and then
yeah. Well, put that in your Santa's wish list, and hope for the best. Right now, I'm not seeing a problem. I really feel it'll come through, but I'd like to have even stronger cards to illustrate that. Okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
All right,
Jim's on deck now.
Yeah, real quick, we got to give you your rebel card reading before we move along. The subject is
a rebel.
Don't believe every crappy thought you have. That's the subject. Thoughts can be sneaky. Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastards.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, sometimes we are our own worst enemy when it comes to trying to think positively. And
stay in the moment.
And we go negative and we worry about stuff we have no business worrying about.
Well, you know what? You can call us, hon, every time we have a show if you want.
We do.
Just to have somebody outside of your circle to talk to.
I kept missing you because, like, when the time changed.
Yeah.
Here in Saskatchewan, we don't change time.
Oh.
So you're an hour later. You're an hour later now for me.
Okay, so it's 8:30 something there.
We're an hour later.
Oh, we're an hour later.
It's 6:30 something there.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So
honey, we'll look for you.
When
you call.
We're good till spring now, and now you know the time zone issue.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care,
yeah,
really.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Put on hold. Don't sweat the load.
Yeah.
We are going to... We're
going to
get you.
We started this very recently. We are looking up... What are we calling these? Funny studies.
Just interesting studies. Some of them are real recent. Some are a long time
Last
ago.
Week it was about how many, they did a research study on how many times men touch their crotches.
I guess there's so many universities on this planet that they're having a hard time not duplicating studies. So they got to really think outside the box.
Well, this one I think you're going to really get a kick out of. All right, I found this today. Pennsylvania State University, now this is going back to the 60s, they actually ran experiments at the university on a male turkey, and this is in keeping with Thanksgiving that we just had, that they did experiments with a male turkey to see how minimal stimuli had to be for it to be considered a mate for another turkey, or for another turkey to be, you know what I mean, to be its mate. Anyway, researchers kept removing limbs and organs on the supposed mate turkey. And it was until it was just a turkey head on a stick. And you know what? That male turkey tried to breed with that too. So it just goes to show you guys will pretty much. Okay, you're looking at me like he's got the, it's like he's got gun barrels cocked in his
eyes. Well, first of all, even before we get to the punchline, there's like 1,000 things wrong with this whole thing. But, you know, it was.
So men will have sex with anything, even a stick.
There was. First of all, they didn't sweat animal cruelty back in those days in the 60s.
Why? Because the other turkey, I would imagine they sedated it or something.
Well, regardless, that's still not a cool thing to start dismembering a turkey. Oh, let's take the leg off and see if he'll get fucked. No, you know? It's like, come on. And, you know, first of all, maybe the male turkey said, aha, there's a chick that won't be freaking running her mouth. That's the one I want to marry. Yep.
I knew he would have some one-liners.
He probably said, all these female turkeys, all you do is yap, 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 yap. What? That's a dead head.
And they should go, whoa. And now they get nothing.
Got nothing. And here we go. And moral of the story is, what did we learn from this?
Yeah, what was the hypothesis?
Actually, you know, when you think about it, like 90% of the studies that you read about, they learn nothing in school. It's like a group of people said, you know, we got to do some kind of a study here. We're going to be out of jobs, you know, so we got to get some funding from the university. Yeah, we'll just go up there with this one. They probably walked out like, oh, my God, I can't believe they gave us money to do this study. I can't even believe it. No, we got to do it.
Now, next time I'm coming at you with something from England.
The land of England.
Yes, because you guys, it's a hoot. All the crazy little studies you folks like to do.
Well, they've had universities a lot longer than we've had universities, so there you go. So
well,
anyway. Doing studies a lot longer than us.
You know, it's just like everybody, you learned something today regarding turkeys that a male turkey will mate with anything. And maybe that's justice. I don't know.
Yeah, and Mike, who is now on a different name, he mentioned the time zone thing, too. Missed a couple shows at first, so they figured out.
Oh, really?
Because of the time zone thing.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you're used to it always being this time.
Yeah.
Our time zone didn't change. No, we changed the stupid daylight savings time.
We got to get rid of that.
They keep talking about it, but it's like they never do it.
That was for farmers.
It doesn't matter. It's not needed. It's ridiculous. One time I like it is when they turn the clocks back because the extra hour of sleep. But they do it on the weekend, and if you got a Monday to Friday job, you can just sleep an extra hour. You don't need that daylight savings time.
And they don't keep the bars and taverns open that extra hour either.
But depending on where you live. And if you live in, like, New York where they stay open all night, they don't care.
Yeah, true.
It depends, yeah. But you're right. If you live in a place that closes at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, oh, you're not pulling a fast one.
Mm-mm.
No. Because, the deal.
So you better get your drink on early. Yeah.
Your drink on early. All right, let's keep on. Let's get back to the callers. We shall do so. Let me see who is next.
I'm ready for you.
Ah, looks like we're going, oops. Looks like we're going to Illinois. Welcome, 630 area code, Illinois. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
I'm good.
Right. And this, who are you, who are we speaking to? Oh.
This is Dion. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and same to you. What a lovely message. By the way, I don't know why I don't recognize your voice when you first call, because it's very distinctive. But for some reason.
Yeah, we just have issues.
Yeah.
Our brain. after you kill a few brain cells, everything kind of just mushes together.
So what's happening in your slice of life?
Okay, so I'm working on this case, the celebrity case, and I feel like I'm getting close. And I'm building my social media audience, like my followers. I'm just looking for the time frame.
Yeah.
Or I know you can't predict time, but since the last reading, am I getting closer? I haven't done anything like this before, so I'm working on a conspiracy theory of a celebrity who passed away, and the way he passed away was very suspicious. And I'm doing conspiracy theory videos, and I feel like I'm close to figuring out the details.
All right. And you'd like
I know that there was a woman involved.
Okay. Well, what would you like me to focus on?
am I close? Because I feel like I'm close because I'm getting, like, haters. And so I know I'm striking, like, nerves. I'm, like, hitting nerves, striking chords.
For me while I undo.
All right.
Thank you, Control-Z is my friend.
Did you lose all your things?
No, but Control-Z is my friend. It undoes all your actions. That's a nice window.
So does a different one, right? Like delete or backspace.
Well, absolutely not. But anyway, go ahead. Nope. Nice try. Yeah, I'm talking about like computers, Windows-based computers. When you do a bunch of actions and you're like, oh, crap. You can hit keyboard Control-Z and it'll undo what you did. And you can keep doing it until it gets back to where you were. Or there's sometimes a little symbol.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Know your keyboard commands. James. Know your keyboard commands. They are your friend.
Oh, yes, my dear. You're getting close. Very close.
Okay.
And the fact that you're stirring up controversy is really good. You know, a lot of people are addicted to conspiracy theory. You know, some of them are very deep and very, like, mind-blowing. But, oh, yeah, you're going to uncover something very heartbreaking in all of this. And it looks like it concerns the man, the male there. Something about him, something that was done to him, something that should never have taken place. So, yeah.
Okay.
You know, this is turning into quite a nice little profit-making endeavor for you. You could find yourself doing a lot of these.
You know, I didn't start out like that, but it is, I can see what you're saying. Like, I feel like I just fell into, like, a kind of a, like, a little niche, you know?
Yes.
Like a mini Nancy Grace.
Well, yes, and I was going to mention that way back, I think it was in the 80s, there was a woman, and I think her name was Kitty Kelly, I think so, well, kind of an older woman, and she started writing all these unauthorized biographies on big-name stars. Are you having problems?
Keep on, and if I hurt myself, if I don't call for an ambulance, you don't have to stop.
As long as you're not touching yourself, okay?
I touch myself quite often, thank you.
Anyway, back
touch. You didn't say where.
Yeah, she made a big name for herself, and a lot of people disagreed with stuff she wrote. I mean, she did a lot of the big names, Frank Sinatra, I think Marilyn Monroe, some of the other, you know, big-time movie stars. And she really, well, let's just say she made some money. And I'm feeling off your reading here that you are entering into a position here where I think that you could really capitalize on all of this. So good luck to you. I think it's great. And I love reading that stuff. Yeah. You know I do, Jim.
Oh, God.
I stay up half the night.
Jesus, Lord God.
Reading all kinds of murder, you know, forensics.
Oh,
and
which celebrities dating which celebrity's husband and whatever other
it's
crap
a guilty there is. Pleasure.
Okay, well, as long as you enjoy it, that's all that matters. All right, Rebel Card reading time.
Yeah.
You got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside you, listen to that stuff.
There it is.
Boom. There it is. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad you called.
Yeah, call again.
Yeah, you will.
Well, obviously
she's going to call again.
She knows the deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care and be in touch. Right,
okay.
Hon?
Namaste.
Hugs and kisses. Bye-bye.
Rock on.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a little callers coming and going here. And right now, our next caller happens to be all one Skype. We don't know where they are from. Skype, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Melissa.
It's Melissa.
Yes,
Hi.
It is. Hi.
What's up? Loud and clear. You're doing good.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, thank you for being here again. Happy Black Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
We have to tell
my,
you something.
My question is, many months ago, you said something to me, and it came out true a few days ago. Like you say, it will come out in time. I want to make the story short. So I'm going to go back to Monel, Fred, because the argument was that instead of looking at other people, why aren't you looking more deeply what you have there? Because, again, people do deceive. I told him some things that it kind of sparkle in him that I feel it like I'm not sure he's out doing it or he started to look at perhaps there's something there that he's not looking at. Can you advise me on that? Because I think it finally clicked in. And, again, I want to thank you very much. You're
well,
too professional.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, wow. You too, Mr. Limbo. Yeah,
And what would be your question?
Yeah,
not that type of person.
If you could rephrase it into one sentence, your question or two questions in one sentence,
yeah.
Let us hear it.
So my question is, did we had a little bit of a discussion, a little bit of argument. My male friend with his business partner, I told him that she creates a reality on people and convinces him to create that reality. But I think he's not looking closely, that there's something there that is hidden in her that he's probably not looking. Are you sure? You got it right.
Well.
Is he looking into it now? Or he became suspicious?
Oh, okay. I got it now. Got it. Crystal clear. And I wanted to mention to you, our stores here on Black Friday were dead.
We went to a few. We didn't go crazy. But, yeah. It seems like the folks around here are really into internet shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hardcore internet shopping between the stores themselves, which a lot of them have free pickup. Some have free delivery if you pay us, if you purchase over a certain amount. And then plus you have Amazon, you know.
Yeah.
They'll bring everything to your door. I'm surprised they don't bring a live human head to your freaking door. Or maybe they're working on it.
Expansion. They're working on it.
From Dr. Frankenstein.
You know, but seriously, we had a very tragic mass shooting at Walmart here a couple of days before Thanksgiving.
Oh, was it the day before?
And
was
you know,
or,
oh,
right.
it was just horrible. And I am knowing myself, I bet other women in my age group were thinking, I'm not going out there. You never know now.
Mm.
You know,
my solution is just to wear heat.
Yeah, but I saw you the very next day. You started cleaning your gun.
Oh, it didn't start. I cleaned my gun very
so
thoroughly.
So I knew that you were...
Very, very thoroughly. Yes.
You know, got to stay aware, everybody. And now there's been threatening phone calls.
Yeah, well, you get the copycat retard people, you know. Not retard, the freaking morons. Of course, that's even bad. That makes fun of morons, too.
Yeah, you got to watch your language.
What's funny is, you know, that there is, well, I know it's right in the middle of a reading, but we're not going to cut her short. You know, there's a scale based on IQs, idiot, moron, all those terms we think are synonymous. They're not.
They're not?
There's actually a scale based on IQ of which one is which. That came out like a billion years ago. Nobody even uses it anymore.
I want you to find it.
Oh, I can do that.
Tomorrow's show.
I shall do so. Go ahead.
Yes. All right, Melissa, good news. Yes, he's taking that information to heart. And he is going to kind of like interrogate her, if that's the right word. But he is really going to start looking at her
a little bit and pay more attention to
other
facts.
Because she has to him, she presents herself as simply a friend, maybe a friend with benefits, because I do feel that they've had some hanky-panky.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Before you came along. And, but now I think he's going to see how devious she really is. Okay, so good for you. Do you write this stuff down, or how did you remember that?
I just have a good memory.
Oh, good memory. And so, but because he wasn't listening to me before, and he said, and many people had told him, and maybe another psychic told him, and he was not listening. I don't know what made him listen to what I told him.
He just put more belief in you. And it just was ringing true for him. you know, some women, well, they are so, can be so evil and devious. And men just...
This is going to leave, like you told me, like Mr. Jumbo, it could take up to a year, like when he starts to defragmentate himself from her, like he actually start leaving. He's going to catch something, right?
Yeah, and there may be legalities involved, and that can take time.
Yeah, and it depends on how willing everybody is. If one person is resistant, then that's going to drag out forever.
Just remember, though, in that woman's mind, you're the bad guy, okay? She may start to harass you or create She may create a persona that, you know, is completely fake just to try and disturb you.
Or discredit.
Put
you in a bad light.
Exactly. So, I'm proud of you that you...
And that's why I...
Go ahead.
She has something with him, so he now picked it up that there's something hidden in her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he's finding out.
Still doesn't mean he's going to flop around right away.
No, but he is going to start making good on
the winds
his
of change
threats
are
to
out,
her.
Are out there.
That I'm going to get my share of this business, you know, all that stuff. I really feel that he's going to start making moves now. So.
Two more questions on that. Is that okay to ask? Because he, and in a way, he has interest in me, right? He became interested in me.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know what?
Thirdly,
we're going to have to look into this tomorrow evening if you can join us.
Well, plus, if he's just starting out to start looking at her differently, if the cards are, they might not have an opinion of what he's got going to see yet.
Yeah.
Because he's just starting to look. Beyond.
His eyes are being open now.
He'd be like, wait a second. He's going to probably start scrutinizing every little thing, action, or fact-checking things she may say. Be like, yeah, I don't know if that's true. I'm going to go look that up.
And it's hard for him because she has presented herself as a friend, a good friend. It's kind of like she's Judas, like Judas was to Jesus, you know, the betrayer. So
I know who she is. I picked it up.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. We've got to end the show in a few minutes. So
yeah, well, I'll call again. Sorry.
Yeah,
absolutely,
honey.
Yeah, you know where to
find us. Find us, Melissa.
Our favorite Skyper.
Oh, we do. We love that you come in through Skype,
that is. All right, real quick.
Yeah! All right.
Rebel card. You think someone is lying? They are.
There it is.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you. The doctors.
Thank you,
Melissa.
Okay. Love hearing from you. Just such an interesting life. Bye-bye, hon.
Right. And she's a faithful Skyper.
Yes, she is.
We kind of 99% sure it's her, but every once in a while we have another Skype person called in.
That's opulent,
yes.
I think.
She kind of just checks in every couple months now.
Yeah, but watch now, because her name, you know, there's energy attached to words.
Yep,
now, we'll hear from her.
All right, Mike knows we're wrapping it up, so he's giving us luck to love from Manchester, England.
Oh, yeah, did he win his bets?
He didn't make bets.
Oh, that's
made bets.
You did.
And lost. Yeah. We already discussed it.
And what did you say, you don't bet from the heart?
You never bet from the heart.
No.
A fool bets from a person who bets from the heart will be a broke person really fast.
So what does it say about you that you voted or you bet on a different country?
It means that I am. It's not about loyalty. It's about making the dollar.
That's true.
I'd bet on the devil in a fight with Jesus. If the oddsmaker said devil's gonna win, sorry, at least this one fight. So I gotta take him. Can't take the person you want to win. You got to take the person you think will win.
Oh, boy, yeah.
That's what you have to get over.
Well, everybody.
I still lost the money.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. And we hope that you may have nothing to do tomorrow evening and you'll join us again. Those of you over there on the other side of the pond, it's late for you. What do you always say? Time to go night-night.
Yeah, I just want to let
What?
I just want to let Mike know. Mike, you did not influence me on the bet.
No, he told me that.
Yeah, I saw that coming, too. I was like, ooh, England and the U.S.
And he said that our team was, like,
Like, it's pretty much been remanufactured and just thrown together, and they haven't really been tested. So it's like, yeah. And the odds maker, it was -230. So it's like, oh, the odds maker said, yeah, England's winning that.
Yeah.
But that's why they call it gambling.
That's why. And
that's why.
Now, I've seen all in retrospect, I wonder if I should have done the cards on
no,
it.
Just, no, 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 no. I don't even want any outside influences. Okay. I want to stay within my brain. I don't want, yes. That's why I say I never listen to other people on bets. So even though you said something, I've learned long ago when I start listening to other people.
Then you get swayed.
Then I fail. So yeah. Mike claimed to talk about that England thing. I was like, yeah, he may have confirmed, but I was already looking at that. Like, ooh.
All right.
Anyway, yes.
We have to do all the fun to do. Yes, we do.
We got to go.
This show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.